Okay, so I'm back with part two. So I was, as I was saying, that's most likely what everybody's been saying about going, taking your Postgres and doing an export, then doing an import to WordPress as an interim step towards eventually, if you want, installing WordPress again through that one button system if your web hosting site has that feature, and then exporting it from your WordPress.com account and then over to the installation that you have of WordPress on your own web host. Now, why would you want to, again, host WordPress on your own web host? Well, I alluded to that in my last audio boo on this subject, is that when you install WordPress, the WordPress system, you get a lot more flexibility. Basically, the system's completely open to you to add themes, change color schemes much more than you can on WordPress.com. WordPress.com, when you sign up, even if you're paying for an account, they limit you to what you can do on their system, which is perfectly normal because they want a certain control about what people are going to be doing. As a user, it limits you to your flexibility in using the system. And that's why a lot of people choose, choose to take the WordPress system and install it on an outside web host. So it will look the same, it will run the same, you post the same way. However, it gives you a lot more flexibility. You can use plugins that may not be available to you. You can apply themes that may not be available to you. So overall, it's a much more pleasant experience. However, having said that, the learning curve is a little bit steep because you don't have to know HTML code, but you do have to know a little bit about installing themes and installing plugins and using them and configuring the settings of plugins. And also sometimes tweaking the themes. But I won't get into that. I mean, that's much more involved. So that, very briefly, and hopefully I didn't confuse you more than anything else, but that's basically the idea behind hosting a WordPress blog on an outside web host and not WordPress.com itself. Okay, I'm back. I'm actually finished my walk now, so I'm sitting comfortably in my living room. And I was listening back to my drafts just before publishing them and realized I had forgotten one extremely important point about the WordPress system. The WordPress system itself is free. Okay, so when you go to WordPress.org, and download the WordPress system to install on an outside web host, downloading that system is completely free. And so are most of the themes and most of the plugins. Okay, I just wanted to add that as an addendum because I was listening and it was something I clearly forgot. Now, having said that, if you choose instead to install it via your web host's one-click installation, and like I said, many web hosts nowadays do have this facility and this feature. You would pick WordPress, you'd click a button, and the system itself takes care of installing it, and you get the most up-to-date version of WordPress. And again, that part is free. You'll still have to pay for the web hosting space every month. And usually if you pay for an entire year in advance, you get a great deal. I'm not pushing anybody in particular. I'm just, it's always best to do it that way if you can afford it. And that's it. The WordPress system is free. It's not like WordPress.com. I don't know, again, if you have to pay on a regular basis. Okay, thanks.